and slip. Ever his praise is sing. Love so mighty and so true. Marriage my soul's best songs. Faithful love and service to him belong. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saved. He will lift you by his love. Out of the angry waves, he's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me.
Let's go to God in prayer at this time. Who's got a special on their heart tonight? Spoken or unspoken? Anywhere in the house.
I have a
Amen.
A thing I recently had done, it came back just fine, but one step under cancer.
Okay. Amen.
And then I also have a cousin that I need you to pray for that just found out yesterday she has breast cancer.
Okay. We'll remember that. Yes, Brenda.
My sister's boyfriend, Gary, that we've had on prayer list, mm-hmm. He finished his radiation and chemo, and they had told him that the spot on his lung had shrunk, but when he went to the lung doctor yesterday, they found a spot on his liver, and the mass on his lung has gotten bigger. So they sent him Friday for about 4 weeks.
Okay, we'll remember that. Yes, Dwayne.
Yeah. Susie, as they come back.
Yeah. Dwayne.
As I was coming back, I went into a Cracker Barrel to eat. And before I went in, I saw this cup, but it was filling a little girl around. So I went in and bought a little stuffed animal for her. And I took it over. And that little girl was happy. And then I found out that the reason is.
Oh, it'd be wonderful. And that's a praise item. Yes, Stace.
I have a friend that found out her cancer back. Her name is Mary Alice.
Okay, we'll remember Mary tonight. Yeah.
Family,
okay, Pam. John.
Family,
yes.
Also.
Marty. Okay. All right, many through the house. Amy. Okay. Remember that.
Don't get rusty.
Rusty, yeah. Yeah, got to get him well. Amen, we've been missing him. You miss him. I mean, he's the biggest thing in the building. I mean, how do you not miss that guy? Amen. You know, I mean, 7 foot tall, somebody's going to recognize something. Oh, Lord. Tom, come on, we'll take up the home. God's good to us. Bless your offering, Tom.
Father, thank you that you've allowed us to be here tonight. Thank you that we can bring these requests to you. Thank you that you'll answer. Thank you that you hear them. Thank you that you care. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your promises. You're always yea. You're never nay. Thank you that you're soon coming for your children. Lord, meet each of these requests, and I pray for Israel. Oh, Lord, give Israel the victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. As Tom takes up that offering, remember when Nick's done tonight, we'll have choir practice right after. So choir, all choir members, come out on up.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, if you have your Bibles tonight. Matthew chapter 1, starting in verse 18. And it's good to have Dwayne back. I was aggravating him. I know he went up to Wisconsin. And Wisconsin is known for their cheese. And I said, Dwayne, it'd be awesome if you brought me back some cheese. And he said...
Now I got two. Tom didn't know
already. Man, it smells good. So I can't wait. I should have said, man, I messed that up. I could have got two packs of it. So that, I cannot wait. I'm going to go straight home and I'm going to eat that. Just to say I can have some cheese from Wisconsin. As Les said, we're going to be short tonight because we're going to have choir practice after service. So. Which I'm looking forward to that. I cannot wait till the choir gets up here and sings all these songs for everybody to hear because I know you're going to be blessed by each and every one of them because they're all about Jesus. And anything that's about Jesus, you're going to be blessed. I can assure you of that. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I know the kids are going to be doing a little program too. I'm excited about that. Did anybody see Gideon tonight? His little outfit? He's got some type of little outfit on. He's got little antlers on his head too. Cutest reindeer I've ever seen. So if you get a chance, see Gideon tonight before you leave, okay? Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. And kind of a word that's been on my mind really all week. And maybe when there's more time, maybe God will give me a message on it or something like that. But reassurance. Reassurance. And reassurance is something that every single one of us need from time to time. I know for some reason they've got me teaching math. And I'm awful at math. But I'm teaching math. I'm teaching seventh grade math. And it's not good. It's not good if it's not good for me. It's not good for them. It's not good for anybody. It's just not a good situation. So during my, I specifically teach seventh grade math at 2. And for my break, my planning, lunch, grading time from 12 to 1, I use it all to get ready for my seventh grade math lesson because I don't know how to do most of it. So I've got to learn how to do it before I try to teach the kids. So I, when it comes to that, I'm not real confident in my abilities to teach my students seventh grade math. So I'll always do the lesson beforehand. And listen, folks, it's so bad. I will go through and do the five question quiz before the kids do just to see if I get it right. And that way, if I get it wrong, I can try to figure out how to get it right before they take the quiz, okay? So that's how bad we're hurting in seventh grade math and what I'm teaching right now. By the way, I'm going to toot my own horn a little bit. I got Teacher of the Year. Yeah. Guess how many teachers I was up against? None. I'm the only one that does it. So I got Teacher of the Year, okay? Okay, all right, here we go. But I have to do that math lesson, go through it from 12 to 1 while I'm eating, so that I can be assured that I'm teaching these kids the right way to do this math. Okay? And it's no different than when we get to looking at our lives, our personal lives, our spiritual lives, and things like that. Sometimes things come up in life where we doubt what's going on, or where we doubt what's going to happen. And when doubt starts to creep into our lives, fear starts to creep into our lives. I know any time that I've had doubt in my life, that's when I've got scared, because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. I didn't know what the circumstances were going to look like or anything like that. So doubt and fear, to me, they go hand in hand. And we can find an example right here in God's holy word. Now, to me, that's, you know, God's word is special because it's God's word. But anything that you're going through in life, I 100% guarantee you, God's word's got a solution for it. That's what makes it so powerful. That's what makes it so special. That's what makes it so great. So we're seeing right here that the earthly father of Jesus needs some reassurance. Joseph needs some reassurance. So we're going to look at Joseph really quickly tonight and just lay a few thoughts that God laid on my heart and mind about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and kind of what was going through Joseph's mind at this time and how fear was working on his mind and how doubt was working on his mind and how he needed to be reassured of what God was doing. So if we look at Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18, the Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." Now, before we get in on Joseph tonight, that's mainly who we're going to be focusing on tonight, but before we get in on Joseph tonight, to me you can't read verse 18 without stressing the last part of that verse. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. If you take that out of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's nothing significant about what's going on right here. But the very simple fact that Mary became impregnated by the Holy Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost of God, that it was God's divine plan that she be Jesus' earthly mother, that it was God's divine plan that Mary be the one that housed Jesus in her womb for 9 months. The very fact that God chose Mary to do this, that shows you what kind of God that we have. That shows you how wonderful and powerful of a God that we have. It's important that we understand this and we know this and we always, you know, we hear this a lot, but we need to hear it a lot. Jesus was born of a virgin. Jesus was born of a virgin. And it's a simple statement, but it's a true statement. Now, we live in a day and a time today. I don't know how many people would actually believe that or go along with that or anything like that. And people say, well, how in the world can something like that happen? Well, I'll tell you how something like that can happen. It's all God. God can do anything. Everything is possible with God. So it's important that we get that squared away very first and foremost, okay? And we know that Mary and Joseph are espoused. And verse 19 says, "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man." So you begin to think about Joseph and what's going through his mind right here. Here it is, his wife Mary is pregnant. And they have not consummated the marriage or anything like that. And Mary is pregnant. So no doubt, there's all kinds of doubt going on in Joseph's mind. There's all kind of fear that's going on in Joseph's mind. Joseph needs to be reassured that Mary is the right person to be his wife. Because to this point right here, the angel has not yet spoken to Joseph. So Joseph, I couldn't imagine what's going through his mind or anything like that. He's probably thinking, is it worth staying with Mary? Do I need to go to somebody else? Do I need to leave Mary? Probably every single one of these thoughts are going through Joseph's mind. But we find in verse 19 that Joseph is a just man. He's a good man. He's a good person. And not willing to make her a public example. He did not want to make Mary a public example. Now, if you go and look at the Old Testament law of what would happen to a woman when they were pregnant by another man or something like that, it's not pretty. It's not good. It's not good for that woman. But Joseph did not want to make her a public example. So we see right here that Joseph, even though he's found this out, he loves Mary. We know that. Because he's not wanting to make her a public example. And then I got to thinking about that. He didn't want to put this out in public for everybody to know. And man, boy, am I not glad Jesus didn't make me a public example? Am I not glad God didn't make me a public example? He had every right to. God had every right to. Jesus had every right to. But instead of God and Jesus making me a public example, Jesus just died on the cross for my sins. So we need to be thankful tonight that Jesus and God did not make us a public example. So Joseph is not doing that to Mary right here. And the Bible says at the end of 19, was minded to put her away privily. So in secret, hide her, keep her kept safe. So nobody could find out what was going on. And then in verse 20 it says, but while he thought on these things, a man... You know, like I said earlier, your mind starts wondering, what's Joseph thinking about? The Bible says that he is thinking on these things. And we know that Joseph is scared. We know that Joseph is doubting. We know that Joseph does not know what to do, because we can see this when we see what the angel says to Joseph in verse 20. Now, Mary found out that she was pregnant with Jesus through an angel. An angel come down and told her that you're pregnant with Jesus, the Son of God. So God was working on Mary's end, but we find here in this moment that God was also working on Joseph's end too. And that got me to thinking tonight, are you not glad that God is working on both ends of the line? He's not just working on this end. He's not just working on that end. He's not just working on that side. He's not just working back here or anything like that. But God in His divinity, God in His greatness, God in His omniscient presence and power and all those things, all those words that we use to describe God, He's working every angle that can possibly be worked. So in other words, God had talked to Mary through an angel, so He was going to talk to Joseph through an angel. He was leaving. He was taking care of all the circumstances. He was taking care of all the mishaps that may come up and things like that. He was working both ends of the line. So the angel says here to Joseph, the Lord appeared, and says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not. That lets us know that Joseph was scared. Because the angel said, fear not. There's no reason for the angel to say fear not if Joseph ain't scared. He's scared. He's doubting. He needs reassurance. He needs to be reassured. You see, when the opposite of being reassured is doubt, fear, unknowing, not knowing what's going on, not knowing what's going to happen next, not knowing what's really happened, things like that. That makes us uncomfortable. So no doubt, Joseph is very uncomfortable. But the angel says, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. So the angel's saying, don't be worried about Mary. You still need to stay married to Mary. You need to marry Mary. You need to stay with her. For that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. The angel's saying right here, saying, hey, it ain't some other man that got Mary pregnant. Mary is pregnant because God wanted her to be pregnant. And not only that, she's bringing in the Savior of the universe. Hallelujah. And not only that, Mary's going to be his earthly mother. And you know what, Joseph? You get to be Jesus' earthly dad. So here it is, all this uncertainty that's going on in Joseph's mind, and God sends reassurance through this angel. And then that got me to thinking about something. Are you not thankful for those times in your life when you got uncomfortable or when fear took control of your heart or fear took control of your mind and things started going, you just start playing out crazy scenarios in your mind and all that stuff, and the devil begins to work on you and you don't know what's going to happen next, and all of a sudden God just sends reassurance to let you know that everything's going to be okay. So if you continue on in this, verse 20, we read that to you. Let's look at 21. And she shall bring forth a son. So the angel's telling Joseph right here, it's going to be a boy. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. And Joseph, you're going to call this baby, it's going to be a boy, and his name's going to be Jesus. He's already named. For he shall save his people from their sins. So look what's happened to Joseph now. He's wondering how Mary got pregnant, who the other guy was, should he stay with Mary? And then by the time you get down to verse 21, God has sent an angel to reassure Joseph. So he goes from all that fear, all that doubt, all that stuff that makes you uncomfortable, and he finds out he's having a son, his name is Jesus, and he's not just some ordinary boy, but he's going to save the whole world, hallelujah, from their sins. Now if that ain't reassurance, I don't know what reassurance is tonight, folks. That's pretty good reassurance right there. Verse 22, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child. Again, Joseph's getting reassured right here. Hey, she's still a virgin. She's still a virgin. She didn't cheat on you. She's still a virgin, buddy. And shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. Joseph's getting another reassurance right there. Hey, God's going to be with you. Man, that's awesome. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. Did the reassurance work? Yeah, it did. That doubt he had, whether or not to stay with Mary or not, be scared of what was going on and things like that, that was all gone. Why? Because God had sent reassurance. You see, when you get reassured, you get your hope back. When you get reassured, you get your confidence back. When you get reassured, you get a little extra pep in your step. When you get reassured, you get your joy back. When you get reassured, you get your laughter back. You get your happiness back. That's how precious that being reassured is. Joseph needed reassurance in his life. And I guarantee you, 100% of us tonight, we can look at our past and say, you know what? There was times in my life I needed reassurance, and God sent it. You might be there right now. You might be in a time in your life where you need reassurance. You know what? I don't know when God's going to send it, but he will. And you might be here tonight saying, well, you know, everything's great in my life right now. I don't need to be reassured of anything. Well, I guarantee you this. As long as you stay alive and God don't call you home and the rapture don't take place, there's going to be some day you're going to need some reassurance. But just know when that day comes in the future, God's going to send it to you in his time. And then verse 25, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. He called his name Jesus. Joseph got to look down at that baby boy, his son, earthly son, his earthly dad, Joseph, Jesus' earthly dad, and call him Jesus. Man, how powerful is reassurance tonight, okay? I hope y'all got something from that tonight. That's what God laid on my heart and on my mind. Don't forget about our services Sunday morning, prayer room 9:45, Sunday school at 10, worship service at 11. As far as I know, Dan and Susie will be back. So you will finally get a break from me, okay? And we'll get our pastor and his wife back. Cannot wait to see them. I've missed them. I know that you all have missed them as well. Me and Jimmy went ahead and decided for the men's Christmas thing. We're meeting at, where are we meeting at, Jimmy? Golden Corral, December the what? 9th at 8 o'clock. Dan's not been here, so what we're going to do, men, at the Golden Corral, all of us men, we voted, and Dan's paying for all of us. Okay? So we've got that figured out, all right? So if you're in the choir,